from scratch, from scratch, from scratch, from scratch, from scratch.
Welcome to this week's From Scratch. I'm Martin Cousins and...
My name is Nigel Payne.
This week, dear listener, Nigel is going to tell us all about LearnFest. And all I'll say about that is that it is something to do with the county that my father used to work in. He used to work in a place called Billericay quite a long time ago. So, Nigel, take us across the bridge that goes from Billericay to LearnFest.
Right, first steps. Essex County Council decided to have a celebration of learning and to encourage staff to become lifelong learners, you know, to take on projects and so on. So they did this through a two-week festival, opened by the chief executive, not saying welcome to LearnFest, bringing in his band. The chief executive is in a band, and they played for the staff of the council. So, hey, wacky. They had a speaker talking about his thousand-mile journeys, slightly crazy, like scooting, using a scooter, mechanical scooter, with his foot to do 1,000 miles around Japan, coming on a paddleboard 1,000 miles down the Mississippi, and so on. So not necessarily orthodox stuff, but more about exciting people to possibilities and options for their lives. And I thought it was really buzzy, you know, lots of people turning up, all the sessions fully booked. They had coding sessions, for example. They're doing 3 introduction to coding, totally full, couldn't fit another person in the room. So what a great idea, and not very expensive to mount, didn't take a lot of time away from people's working week, but it left people with a smile on their face, a bit of bounce in their step, and maybe a commitment to trying something new. And I hope, I would think, more receptive to change in their organization and in their life than they might have been prior to that. So Ruxandra Stewart is the learning lead in Essex. So, you know, real shout out for Ruxy for organizing it, being so enthusiastic about it and making it happen, essentially. So what I really hope is, A, other organizations can learn from what Essex did, but they don't just make this a one-off. They turn it into an activity that is an annual event, and they get more and more funky and weird as they go through, because there's nothing wrong with sharing people's experiences of life and their own learnings in very unorthodox ways. No one has to be the same. And that was a really big, insightful lesson. So I just had a real pleasure being there. I did a video with 4 of the directors in the council about their own learning journeys. And I did a session on lifelong learning and creating an environment where you can learn and share. So to get away from the idea that learning is a single purpose for single people, but to see it as a community and a communal activity. So that was my small, my small contribution. But I thought it was very, very good. And, you know, with my own eyes, I saw the success.
That sounds like a really interesting just idea. Chief execs there playing in the band. It's a very physical thing. It's about bringing people together. It's in an environment which is cash constrained, isn't it? It's county council. So they've made obviously a lot of effort to think quite creatively about just doing something that will catch people's imagination.
Exactly. And the other thing was that I was in Chelmsford, but they were live streaming what I was doing to other centres in Essex and Colchester, where people couldn't necessarily all get to Chelmsford. So they tried to be really inclusive. And the live streaming wasn't done on a really expensive kit. They used 2 or 3iPhones linked to a piece of software on an iPad, and they mixed it live, including fading in the slides and fading in the comments. Really simple and very, very well done. So that would have cost them next to nothing. So the software, £36 a month, a really amazing piece of iPad software that could handle 6 cameras and do live mixing. So they went for what was practical, what they could afford, but also what shared the insights. And they filmed everything, so it's now going to be on their websites. The video that I recorded on Monday will be released probably around about now for all the staff in the county council. So, hey, that's the way to go. Solve problems. Work within the constraints in which you operate. But don't say no. Don't give up. That was the real powerful message.
Sounds great. Thanks for that, Nigel.
It's a pleasure. It's a pleasure, Martin. Always good to talk.
From scratch.